55.
מאזינים
בחוץ לארץ יכולים להתקשר לטלפון שמספרו בירושלים, קידומת 2-5383-234. מספר הפקס שלנו הוא 02-531-3315. עורך המוסיקה הוא מאיר שימוני, הביצוע הטכני בידי משה ליצמשטיין, את המשדר מפיקה שולי כהן. מוסיקה.
Di stare lassù e volavo, volavo felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me.
Estamos sobre la campaña de Así Prensa. Se trata de orar por América Latina y su lucha por la vida.
Con esto y otras cosas más aquí en Nuevo Centro, así que les pedimos nos acompañen.
Acompáñennos en estos siguientes minutos.
Como les comentábamos, en nuestra primera plana tenemos una noticia muy alentadora porque el Tribunal Constitucional Ecuatoriano ha ratificado la prohibición de la venta de Postinor 2.
Así es, amigos, la tercera sala del Tribunal Constitucional ratificó por unanimidad la resolución del juez tercero de lo civil de Guayas, Francisco Alvear, que prohíbe la venta del fármaco abortivo Postinor 2 o píldora del día siguiente. Hay que recordar...
Beautiful of all God's creatures.
Yes.
It is I who speaks.
But you... But serpents can't talk, and they can't read minds, like you just read mine.
You're beautiful, Eve, the most beautiful of all God's creations. Your beauty surpasses even mine.
Really?
You're lovely, ravishing. But, Eve, you're not very intelligent.
I'm not.
No. Tell me, did God actually forbid you to eat of this fruit?
Yes, He said that if we even touch it, we would die.
And you believed him? That, my beautiful Eve, is where you are not very intelligent. You will not die. Touch it. Eat it. You will not die.
Then why did God say we would?
Oh, my dear Eve, now you're showing signs of intelligence. You're questioning God's word. And I'll tell you why God forbids you to eat this fruit. God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened. You will become wise as God himself, and he doesn't want that. He would be jealous, because you would achieve a higher sphere of existence, a broader field of knowledge.
What?
You would become equal with God. Naturally, he doesn't want that.
I don't believe it.
Don't believe it? I'm a serpent. Serpents can't talk. But I ate of this fruit, and then I ascended to the power of speech. You too, Eve, when you eat this fruit, will achieve godlike powers. You will become a goddess. See? I eat the fruit even now. I'm not dead.
No.
Neither will you die. You can't. You have eaten of the tree of life. Eat of this tree, Eve, and reach a nobler life. Find greater happiness. Here, take some of the fruit and eat it.
But God said we'd die if we even touched the fruit.
Oh, he did. But Eve, you are touching it. You're holding some of it in your hand, and you're not dead.
Well, I'm not, am I?
Of course not. Eat it, and you won't die either. Go on, eat it.
Does look like good fruit to eat.
Oh, it is.
I guess just one bite won't hurt anything.
Of course it won't. Go on, eat it. Eating it won't harm you any more than touching it. That's it, Eve. Eat it. Eat another bite. And another.
It is good. It tastes delicious. And I do believe I'm ascending into a higher state of existence. I feel exuberant.
You are. Yes, you are. Eat more. Pluck some from the tree and eat all you want. And why don't you take some to Adam so he can eat too?
Yes, I will. I'll take a handful. I want Adam to become a god too. Oh, I can hardly wait to take these to Adam. We'll be happier than ever. Wonderful experience.
What?
I talked to a serpent.
A one-sided conversation.
No. He talked to me, too.
Well, Eve, what are you saying?
I talked to a serpent. He was in the branches of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What? He was eating some of the fruit, and he spoke to me. And Adam, he didn't die. Think of it. He was eating the forbidden fruit, and he didn't die. He told me that... Adam, what's the matter? You look ill.
Eve, what have you done?
Nothing. I just ate some of the fruit, that's all.
Oh, Eve, don't you realize that serpent is the adversary God warned us about?
Oh, Adam, he wasn't evil. He was a serpent. He was a friend of God, not his enemy.
Yes, but he talked you into eating the fruit.
Oh, Adam, don't be so suspicious. The serpent told me the truth. We won't die if we eat the fruit. I've already eaten it, and I'm not dead.
What?
In fact, Adam, I feel better than I did. I've entered into a higher phase of existence. Here, Adam, here's some of the fruit. You eat it, too.
No, Eve, you've transgressed God's command. You'll die.
Die? Why, I have new life, new vitality, new happiness.
The deed is done now, Eve. You'll die, and I shall have to do without you. And I loved you so.
Adam, eat some of the fruit. Everything's going to be all right.
I do love God, and I'm grateful to him, and I want to be loyal to him, yet I'll lose you, and that I can't stand. Well, you're part of me. I can't endure the thought of being separated from you. If you must die, I'll die with you. Give me that fruit.
Oh, Adam, now I know that you love me above all else. Mm. And I love you, Adam, more than ever before.
Mm.
Is it good?
Yes, it is good. I feel myself entering into a newer, more better state.
That's exactly the way I felt. Wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
I told you that's the way it would be, Adam. The serpent told me. He's our friend, Adam.
Maybe he is, but... Maybe he... No, he's the adversary we were warned about. We've sinned. We will die.
Nonsense.
We've transgressed God's command. We have sinned, Eve. We must pay the penalty. Death.
But we're not dead.
Eve, feel the air. It's become chilly and cold.
Yes. Adam, what is it?
God has withdrawn his presence. We're on the road to death.
Adam, I'm afraid.
You should have thought of that before you ate the fruit.
Do something, Adam. Do something.
Do what? There's nothing we can do. We're paying the penalty.
You got me into this. Now get me out.
Oh, I got you into this.
Yes, you shouldn't have let me go off alone by myself.
Let you go? I didn't let you go. You just went off without even telling me.
You did so.
I didn't even know you were gone. Eve, it's a covering of light has left us. And it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yes, yours. If you had any sense, you would have stayed where you were told to, by my side.
You're yelling at me.
I'm yelling at you.
I hate you, Adam.
Oh, you hate me.
You're mean to me. I don't want anything more to do with you. I don't even want to see you.
You don't...
Eve, we're quarreling.
You are?
Quarreling, aren't you? Who are you?
Ask Eve. She knows who I am,
don't you, Eve?
Why didn't you go away and leave us alone?
Leave you alone? Never. Not anymore. You are now my servant. I am your master.
Leave us alone.
I command you, go away and leave us alone.
You command me.
Let me tell you something, Adam. I am your master. When you ate of that fruit, you acknowledged my superiority, my sovereignty.
What?
Yes, by obeying me, you lost the dominion of this earth. I am now prince of this world. You will obey me.
Oh. Adam, I'm afraid.
Afraid, Eve, of me.
Oh, no need to be afraid of me. I am your friend. Oh.
In the name of the Creator, leave this garden.
Don't you ever mention his name to me. I hate him. He and I had a war in heaven. He won that war. But I shall win the next war. Someday I shall sit upon his throne, ruling the universe.
Wel opende hij de ceremonie met dezelfde gebedswoorden als Johannes Paulus dat deed in 1979. Laat uw geest neerdalen en het gezicht van de aarde vernieuwen en daarbij het gezicht van dit land.
Iniciativa de la ONU en la que se ha firmado la Declaración de Madrid, cuyos detalles nos acerca ya nuestra compañera Aurora Moreno.
En ella se pone el acento en la ayuda a las víctimas del terrorismo y se da especial relevancia a la cooperación internacional para luchar contra este delito. López Aguilar ha dicho que el terrorismo forma parte de la cara B de la globalización y ha asegurado que la estrategia de colaboración internacional y el respeto a la ley es la que se debe seguir.
Es la estrategia que debe unirnos para ser efectivos en la lucha, en el combate.
Das ist den verfügbaren Beweis mit den zuvor den nachweislich fremdenfeindlichen Äußerungen und dem Niederschlagen des Opfers einen zeitlichen räumlichen Abstand gegeben haben. Also erst geprügelt, dann ein paar Schritte und Minute später zugeschlagen. Somit seien das voneinander getrennte Handlungen und der Tatverdacht für eine Tötungsabsicht verbunden mit einem rechtsextremen Motiv sei deshalb nicht zu halten. Etwas anders sieht das Jonas Schattmann vom Brandenburger Verein Opferperspektive.
Wir haben keine Kenntnis von Ermittlungsdetails.
Seems so difficult. But now it is like a true miracle. We have landed to the Cuban vessel that keeps going. More than 10,000 Bolivian stations as part of the Operation Miracle. But another 2,000 have been operated and in Cuba. We thank the Cuban people for that. I give my respect and admiration to the Cuban people for their surrender to their destiny. But not always. We trust that we are Cuban Venezuela or Cuba in Latin America already among sovereign people. French President Jacques Chirac signed a pledge for Bolivian nationalization of the province and said that he allowed the stance of giving more dignity to the young Cuban people. In a joint press conference after talking with the Brazilian President Ignacio Lula da Silva, Thursday, Chirac assured Morales that he would submit.